Hallelujah. Are you one of those who are bold today, unashamed of Jesus? Don't mind if somebody sees you praising the Lord or not? I'll tell you what, I'm one of those. I'll tell you, I'm just not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, today we live in a day that a lot of Christians are backing up and afraid to show their faith because they're afraid of persecution. But what are they going to do when it really comes down, huh? The persecution really increases. If you're afraid now, what are you going to do then? I tell you, the Bible says that the righteous are bold as a lion, and you will suffer persecution in this world if you live godly in Christ Jesus. So, hey, if you don't accept that when you become a Christian, then you might as well not become a Christian, because there's going to be persecution if you're living godly. So, hey, welcome to the program tonight on this here June day of the 10th of June day, 2022. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in tonight, and the Lord bless you. And we're going to have a good time sharing the things of God about the Word of God, and then doing some deliverance after we get done sharing the Word. But first, we're going to open up with a bit of news tonight as we start the program. This is, Gay Pride Month. That's what they're calling it. That is. But you know what I think about when someone calls themselves pride something? Well, the Bible said pride goes before a fall, right? You get yourself all puffed up in pride about something, then look out, because pride goes before a fall. Yes, it does. And Taco Bell presented so-called drag queen events in May at select Taco Bells, and has also added special events scheduled for June this month. According to news release from the company, the five-city drag brunch was the invention of live mass pride. Taco Bell's 100-plus member LGBTQIA plus employee resource group. The drag brunch tour. Featured men dressed as women eating Taco Bell foods. Just what everybody needs to see when you bring your little children into Taco Bell. Just, hey, adults don't even need to look at that garbage, right? So, yeah. But what they're not talking about, though, and of course here in Montana and Billings, they're having Pride Day at the zoo here. So, yeah, well, this town's not exempt from that either. So, yeah, just because it's an out-of-the-way town, it doesn't mean it's a godly town. So Billings is also hosting that and doing stuff for that, and may be more conservative than some cities, but the city of Billings has been growing a lot this year. They're really moving in to Montana, all different kinds of folks and with all different kinds of beliefs. And we hear a well-known Christian book publisher, Erdman Books. Erdman Publishers endorses Pride Month with LGBT reading list. That's right. Erdman Publishing Company was founded in 1911, and it has been a leading publisher of faith and academic book titles for over the last century. But now the company has endorsed Gay Pride Month, June. Yeah. They're endorsing books on queer Christians. I don't know. Is there such a thing as that? And also they're getting criticism over this, too, by many Christians, which is good. Some Christians need to be bold, because the Bible teaches very strongly about this subject. Yeah. Christian book publishers. Yeah. Erdman Books. You may have heard of them. They have books by them. Former LGBTQ community members gather in District of Columbia to celebrate their freedom from the lifestyle through Jesus. And of course, the MSM will not be, mainstream media won't report this, be sure of that. They'll call them anti-this, anti-LGBT, blah, blah, and all that. It is called, of course, it's called the Freedom March. And they share testimonies of deliverance or freedom from the LGBTQ lifestyle through Jesus Christ. Well, praise God for that bunch. Amen. Bless them. And use them for your glory, Lord. We certainly pray that, and pray for them. Jesus will deliver anybody who wants to be delivered. There are a lot of people who don't want to be delivered, but if you want Jesus and you receive him, he will deliver you if you want it. That's right. President Bolsonaro of Brazil participates in the March for Jesus 2022 in Manaus, Brazil, he spoke out against abortion and against his opponent, former President Lula, who said earlier this year that abortion is the right of every woman to have abortion. Well, it may be, you know, the right under Brazil, you know, or some leaders of this world, let's say. But is it their right under God if you're serving the Lord? It's not the unforgivable sin, but still it you know, certainly toll on women who choose to do that. And also we've seen other things happen. Colorado Catholic bishops say that Catholic politicians who advocate for abortion rights should not receive communion, especially pointed at lawmakers who passed the recent new Colorado law supporting abortion, that a fetus has absolutely no rights in Colorado, and Colorado will be a sanctuary state for people to come and get abortions if they want to get abortions. Oh, what has happened to this poor world? Lord have mercy. An abortion activist disrupt Joel Osteen church service. Women were stripping off their clothes while cursing loudly on Sunday morning, and the three women were escorted out by security, by church security. And I guess churches should have security nowadays, right? So, and joined about a dozen other pro-abortionists outside the church who continued their protest outside. Stripping your clothes off, and everybody had to see that take place, really, in the church on Sunday morning. Oh, amazing. Yes, that is amazing, isn't it? Democrats block a bill providing additional security for Supreme Court justices. And yet Schumer threatened Kavanaugh back in 2020, and that video of him threatening Kavanaugh for violence, threatening, has now gone viral and being shown continually. And now an armed man is arrested outside of Kavanaugh's home and charged with allegedly attempting to murder a Supreme Court justice. Yeah, well, they're just following their leaders, right? They're Democrat leaders. So, they're going to do what's suggested to them. Sad, but that's what happened. So Kansas mother faces 20 years in prison. She joined ISIS after pleading guilty to terrorism charges. She admits to leading an all-woman battalion that used AK-47 rifles and grenades and suicide belts with bombs on them. That's right, Allison Fluke Ekron. Her first husband, I guess, was Fluke, and he was a Kansas person, I think, or something. I'm an American anyway, and she also tried to extort him to get his children from her. But anyway, she's pleading guilty to Tuesday to federal terrorism charges in Virginia. And she wanted to attack a mall in the United States and a college campus in the United States. And she moved to Egypt back in 2008. Then she moved to Syria, where she led the battalion, and now is back in the States and also is being indicted for terrorism. Wow. Why would a Kansas mother have such aspirations has to want to do that? Huh. Amazing. Well, here's the answer to prayer. A waitress in New Orleans prayed to God for financial help, and it's because she gave all that she could give to her church, $300 she gave, and so she wanted to give more because the church, the air conditioner was not working, and I imagine that's pretty warm in there in New Orleans area. And so she was praying to have money to help her church, a small church, get a new air conditioner and some other repairs that were needed there at her church. And so God answered her prayer right away. And as she was working, someone left her a tip of $777. Well, that's a big tip, isn't it, for a restaurant? And they had ate a meal and bought $63 worth of food at their meal, and they left a tip of $777. Praise the Lord. She got her prayer answered right away and was able to help her church. And thank God for her heart to serve her church like that, to serve her church family. Praise the Lord. That's what I want to end the news on today, because that's a blessing to see what the Lord has done. And, you know, he does answer prayers, folks, so don't give up on your praying. And he's faithful. You pray believing in faith, believing in your prayers, you will receive results. And God answers the prayers of his children, sometimes right away, like he did in this woman's case. But she had just sowed 300, and man, the Lord had given her return on that, certainly blessing her for giving that. And he gave her over double what she gave to him. And I'm sure he'll give her more than that. He'll bless her because, you know, the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom, Luke 6:38. So there's a promise for that, what happened to her. All right. Well, that's the news tonight. Praise the Lord. Good to be with you again. And thank you for tuning in tonight and listening to the program. I appreciate those of you who regularly listen. And any new listeners that we have tonight, too, bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you for listening also. And now we're going to open up in prayer here, if that's all right with everybody. And we're going to, if it isn't all right, we're still going to do it. But still, we're going to open up in prayer. And then we're going to get into God's word here for the evening. Amen. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Another opportunity to be in your presence, to pray, to talk to you, Jesus. Oh, la, ba, da, da, da. We praise you in the Holy Ghost. We praise you in spirit, Lord, and in truth, and in English, and in our and in the spirit. Oh, la, me, da, da. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Lord. We thank you for the prayer language that we can pray in daily for those who are baptized in the spirit. If we desire, we can pray anytime in tongues. Anytime. And so I do that. And I thank you for that prayer language that you gave me many years ago. And I've been praying in it ever since. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I pray you baptize every listener in the Holy Spirit if they haven't been. And give them their prayer language too as well, Father. In Jesus' name, for your glory, Father, that you just be lifted up and magnified in our lives, that we would daily praise you, that we wouldn't let a day go by that we don't give you glory, praise, and honor. And worship from our lips. Oh, yes, the fruit of our lips, sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that in spite of all the pride that Satan is manifesting, he is headed for a fall. And those who follow him are headed for a fall. If they don't receive Jesus, they're going to fall too. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that you're going to have your last say in all of this, and the devil's not going to have the last word. We praise you for that today, Lord. We praise you for our time here together in the word tonight. I ask you to bless the listeners tonight, bless them with health and healing and abundant supply, Lord. And Father, I pray that you not only bless them with those things, but bless them with holy boldness, Father. That be unashamed of you, Father, that they would speak out and not be ugly, but instead be full of the love of God. Like this week, I knew someone might not like me, but I waved at them, smiled at them. I did it four different times, and they just stared or looked away and refused to be kind in return at all. And I was their kind. And you know what? They got a problem, not me, because I'm not going to hold out against them. You know, a lot of people do that, Lord. I know they're holding grudges because they were mistreated. And we'll talk a little bit about mistreatment tonight and being hurt. But, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you could keep us with a pure heart, a clean heart, and a loving heart, and a forgiving heart, Lord, a forgiving spirit, that we will quickly forgive those who persecute us for righteousness' sake. They knew that we're Christians, and they still treated me that way, and they know that. And yeah, well, Lord, I thank you for that. And I thank you that it's good to suffer persecution for your name, Lord, and that you bless us with that. And we praise you for your divine protection in this wicked world that we live in right now. I thank you for giving us favor and blessings in spite of what people may think. They'll be end up doing things that they don't know why they do it, because we're blessed and we're favored, highly favored by you, and we have your favor on us. The fog of God may move in on all of us, the favor of God. We'll live in that fog. We'll live in that favor every day of our life, Father. We thank you for that, and we'll live in your divine protection as well, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for saving the loved ones of all the listeners, Father, the loved ones. Oh, they always are dear to everyone's heart, Father, the loved ones that are not serving God, that are not walking with you, Lord, or that may have drifted from you, Father. We want to lift them up tonight, Father, and say, in Jesus' name, save our loved ones that are not serving God or that have gone into cults and got deceived and fallen into deception in some way, or fallen into the hands of the devil and the world system of darkness. Father, we pray you bring them out of their darkness into your marvelous light, Father. We bind the demons that have blinded their eyes. We bind and break the grip of darkness over them. And I pray for those that I know of that have turned away from you, Lord, and pray that they will come back to you, Father. They will serve you. For those that have never served you, that they will come to know you, Jesus. We thank you for opening the eyes of people's understanding, Father. And we cover the broadcast tonight and every listener. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And thank you for those who are listening now and those who will tune in as the program goes on and continues tonight. In Jesus' name, and those who listen later too, bless them when they listen, as they listen to the program at a later time. Some people have told me, a number of people have, that they listen Saturday to the program. Well, bless you Saturday folks too. Listen on Saturday. In Jesus' name, we praise you and worship you tonight. Everybody say amen. Amen. All right. I'm ready. If you're ready, we're going to get into the Word of God, dealing with your soul, tonight, training the soul and putting the soul in its proper perspective and place where it belongs. So what brings you into the presence of God? Do you want to be in the presence of God? Well, what brings you into the presence of God? How can you come into the presence of God? Well, let me tell you, faith, trust, confidence, praise, and worship. These are some of the things that bring you into the presence of God, honoring God, worshiping God. What is going to keep you out of the presence of God? Well, I'll tell you some of the things that keep you out of the presence of God. Worry. Worry, you mean worry, I shouldn't worry? Well, the Bible says not to. Be anxious for nothing. How many people are Christians and they're living in anxiety today? So many during the pandemic, the peak of it, that we're living in anxiety, that I've ministered to and talked to and heard about, that lived in high anxiety during that time instead of casting every care on the Lord, and they were worrying. Another thing, fleshly rule, rule by the flesh. That keeps you out of the presence of God. Pride, of course, we talked about that. What does pride do? Pride goeth before the fall. So hey, if they're talking gay pride, well, look out. You people who embrace that, the Bible said pride goes before fall. So I guess some people want to fall. I don't know. But doubt and unbelief will keep you out of the presence of God. Fear will keep you out of the presence of God. The Bible tells us over and over. Over 365 times, more than that, it says, fear not, fear not. So, yeah, I think it's 366 times, I think it says in the Bible, someone said. And anyway, anxiety, depression, and oppression, that can keep you out of the presence of God. Demons, you know, letting demons minister to you, that can keep you out of the presence of God. Sin can keep you out of the presence of God unless you confess your sin and let the Lord cleanse it by blood. If you want to hold on to sin, that would definitely, you know, it won't break your relationship, and at least certainly not right away, but it won't do that, but it will break the sweet fellowship and keep you from entering into as much sweet fellowship as you had before. Well, how can I deal with me to help me stay in his presence? You know, well, the Bible says he's always in you as a believer. but you don't always live in his presence, his manifested presence. All right, and the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that we are body, soul, and spirit. But notice it's S with a small S, I mean spirit with a small S, you know, not the capitalized spirit. We're not the spirit of God, but the spirit of God does live in our spirit. And that's where he lives. He doesn't live in the soul. He doesn't live in the body, but he lives in your spirit. That's where we've been born again at. We have a new regenerated born-again spirit. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is allowed to live there because there is no sin there, because the blood of Jesus has cleansed your spirit from all sin, and the Holy Spirit now lives there, and he doesn't live with a bunch of demons. So the spirit is clean, but the body and soul, not necessarily so. Okay, so if we're going to live in his presence, number one, we need to take authority over your soul, right? The mind, the will, and the emotion, that's what your soul is, the mind, the will, and emotion, which includes the flesh, by the way. You're wondering where the flesh is, it's in the soul. And so Luke 1:46, we'll open up with our first scripture here tonight. How many want to stay in his presence? I tell you, I do. I want to be in his presence. I don't want any hindrances to that. Luke 1:46, and Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit, see, she's differentiating between the two, but my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. So she knew that she was spirit and soul and body, and so she said, my soul doth, but my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Notice the difference there. What do you think that's about there? My spirit has rejoiced, but my soul doth magnify the Lord. What's going on? See, part of the learning and training your soul to magnify the Lord here, why does your soul need to magnify the Lord? Because if you don't teach your soul to magnify the Lord, it will magnify itself and its own logic and reasoning, of course, and that just gets you in trouble, all right, because it's not glorifying God. It'll magnify itself. And self, and exalt itself against the knowledge of God, right? Because it does that. And the emotions will magnify themselves. It even could magnify a demon, right? The emotions can, because they get in agreement with a demon. Well, what are you doing when you're in agreement with a demon? You're magnifying the demon. You're allowing it to be exalted in your life. And we don't want to exalt a bunch of demons, right? Whether you're aware of yourself doing it or unaware of doing it. But notice what Mary says here. And this hopefully gets you understanding and a revelation about the spirit and the soul. See, the spirit rejoices in God. The spirit is willing, the Bible says, but the flesh is weak. And the soul, see, it says the soul has to be made and taught to magnify and rejoice in the Lord, because it says, my soul doth, she said. See, in other words, you got to tell your soul, you are going to magnify God. You're going to worship God. My soul doth. In other words, you know, my spirit, the spirit is willing, the spirit rejoices, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, yeah. But the soul, now listen, soul, you're going to do it. You're going to worship God. You're going to talk to your soul from your spirit. You're going to talk to your soul from the spirit of God within you. See, if you don't bring authority over your soul, then thus causing it to magnify God, it will magnify something else. It'll magnify itself. You know, it loves to be lifted up, the soul does. It loves to magnify itself, or it can get real religious and then magnify a religious spirit and think you're magnifying God. A lot of people do that too, don't even know what they're doing because the demons have blinded them. Okay. So, hey, listen, soul. My soul will magnify, or doth magnify the Lord. So what are some things that will exalt if you don't take authority over your soul? Self, pride, self-revelation, self-exaltation, self-ways and my ways and self-everything, really. And self is a realm, how many know, where demons tend to rule so many believers. They tend to rule through the self area. Because self gets exalted, and when self is exalted, guess who doesn't get exalted? That's right, Jesus. When the soul wants to exalt feelings and reasonings and logics and imagination that are contrary to Jesus and Jesus' word and to truth. Right? So remember, what is often in the soul, what is often there, what does it want to do? Well, what is often there? Well, our adversaries to God, right? That's what often is in the soul. Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, right? They're dwelling there, living there. So we're going to have to teach our souls from our spirit to exalt and magnify the word of God, right? That's right. So if God says, and he did in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by one Christ Jesus, well, that is what I must magnify, not the other thing like what Satan's going to say. He's going to say, oh, it doesn't look like we're going to have any money this month. I know, well, now with this this inflation, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to eat or buy gas. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to pay the bills here. Things are getting really rough now. I don't see how we're going to make it. We might as well just give up here. I don't know. What are we going to do? See, I or you must magnify the Lord. And magnifying the Lord is magnifying his word, because he magnified his word above his name, the Bible says. Excuse me. So what do we say? Are we going to say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory? That's magnifying the Lord. See, if you don't do that, God's word will not be exalted in you, and it will not bring you into his promised blessing and supply, because you're not exalting him. You're not lifting him up. You're not magnifying the Lord. See, when you magnify the word, you're magnifying the Lord, because who is the word? Jesus is the word. Jesus wrote the word. And if you don't magnify what the word says, my God, in this area, I'm just using this area as an example, Philippians 4:19 as an example, but you might do without if you don't magnify him in this area. See, because a lot of people are suffering right now and doing without, but God says the righteous and his seed is not going to be begging bread, right? But see, demons do not want you to say what God says about you. He doesn't want you to, the demons, they don't want you to get in agreement with the word of God, because they know you're magnifying God when you do that. They want you to say, I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm defeated, I'm hopeless, right? That's what they want you to say, stupid stuff that doesn't even, you know, line up with a word. It's talking like the world instead, lining up with what the people of the world are saying, a lot of them. You know, there are times in life that if you don't restrain him, your soul will get out of hand. How many times has your soul gotten out of hand? And at times your emotions get the best of you, and you say things that, man, they don't line up with the word of God at all. And they probably are trying to bring you into bondage and open the door to demons in your life, because you're just saying unrestrained words. You're not even thinking about what you're saying. You're just blurting out a lot of things, and you know, they're not lining up with God. I mean, how many times have there been when you had to wait on God and it didn't seem as if anything was happening in your life? Look out during those times, because that during those times, your tongue can begin to speak out things that you should be speaking out, right? I mean, you may give place to logic and reason. The soul gets out of hand. Imagination, right? The Bible says casting down vain imagination, not giving place to vain imaginations and exalting vain imaginations like so many do. We don't want to do that. We want to get out of agreement with those vain imaginations and cast them down, not lift them up and exalt them like so many are doing today. Oh, well, the doctor said, well, okay, you're going to exalt that, or you're going to exalt the word of God that says, by his stripes I'm healed. Huh? What are you going to be exalted in your life? What have you been exalting? Maybe this is a word of exhortation for you, even correction for you, because you've been letting your tongue speak things that, you know, don't magnify the Lord at all. But they magnify darkness and what it's doing in your life. Let's get this speaking correct. Let's get what we magnify correct. Amen. Lest we be magnifying the work of demons against our soul. Yeah, so these logic reasonings and imagination can confuse or deceive you through the works of these evil spirits against your soul. So we need to be on guard against that. And before you know it, you come out with an Ishmael instead of an Isaac, right? The promise was an Isaac. But, you know, Sarah's advice was, here's my handmaid. You go into her and have a child. And Abraham, of course, you know, not to turn down an opportunity there. He just went and did that and had an Ishmael. It wasn't the promise of God. It wasn't God's best, right? It wasn't. And it cost him. And it cost, it would cost us if we have that. And you can't sometimes figure out why and what happened. But, hey, if you think about it and you look at it in the light of Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac, you can see why some things have happened in our lives, see? And so we don't want to, end up chasing our life and never seeming to get ahead or get out of these things and these problems and issues that are caused by not magnifying the Lord. And one of the hardest things for Christians to learn to do is to wait on God. Wait on God. It's hard, hard because of the soul's consistent, constant desire to figure out, to create, to do something, to imagine, to make something happen, see? Your soul is impatient. How many know the soul is impatient? Look over at Numbers 14. Let's go to Book of Numbers and go to Numbers 14 and look at verse 40. That's right, Numbers 14, verse 40. Hallelujah. And it says here, and they rose up early in the morning and got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here and we'll go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. They're going to try to fix what they blew in the flesh with the flesh, and that doesn't work. And Moses said, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemy. And so what happened is, of course, you remember the story. They were told to go into the promised land and take it, and they refused. They said, we're afraid. The giants are in the land, the Anakims and the giants, and they're too strong for us. And they were afraid, and they gave place to the spirit of fear, and they disobeyed the Lord. And so they missed God once, and then they saw that they did that, and now they say, oh, we're going to go up now. They rose up early, and we're going to go. We're going to go now. And hey, they'd already missed their opportunity, folks. They missed God once, and they missed his opportunity to possess the land, and now it was not his timing. How many know there's a timing to the things of God? And they missed it, his timing. It was not his timing now, and it was still his will for Israel to go into the promised land, but how many know it wasn't his timing to go into the promised land? So how many know doing his will out of his timing can be as bad as not doing his will at all? Okay? So just remember that, because doing his will out of his timing can be as bad as not doing his will at all. But see, it was no longer his timing. So number two, to get in, stay in the presence, go into the presence of God, deal with, number two is how to deal with your soul, is to do not presume. That's right. And how to deal with your soul, do not presume. Okay? Do not presume. Do not live in presumption. The first one was take authority over your soul. Second one is do not presume. Do not go into presumption. Notice it said they presume to go. Notice that here in the verse? Yeah. They presume to go, but they were not supposed to go. Huh? They were not to go. Yeah. But they tried to, and so they're going to do it anyway. But I mean, the ark didn't go. Moses didn't go. Aaron didn't go. Yeah, you ever done that? Know God's will about something, but refuse to obey because of fear or some excuses, and then tried to do it later, and the door was shut, closed. It was closed, and yeah. Verse 45, it says, then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites would dwell in the hill and smote them and discontented them. It cost them because they were out of God's timing, and they didn't do it when they were told to do it. My, 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 my. There's something to that, folks. Presuming is not faith. It will get you into trouble, okay? Don't do things out of presumption and presuming that it's God. Have you ever been at a place where you don't know what to do, but there's a great pressure that you got to do something? Well, what do you do? when that pressure is there to do something, what do you do? Do you just go and do something, and whether it's the right thing or wrong thing, or you just presume that it's the right thing and go out there and do something and then find out, boy, I don't know that this was the right thing at all. I may have missed God here on this one, huh? Yeah. Isaiah 40. Let's go to verse 29. Isaiah 40, verse 29. It says here, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Notice it says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. So wait. That's what you do. And perhaps you would like to wait, but you don't, because you just can't stand waiting, see? And a lot of people like that. They can't stand waiting. But the Bible said, by faith and patience, you inherit the promises of God. And often we got to realize that the reason the pressure is there to do something is it because of the soul desire to do something, and we are not restraining our soul. We're not bringing our soul under subjection. We're not making our soul magnify the Lord. We're just letting the soul run the show, and that's not what we're called to do, saints of God. We're not called to that. We're called to restrain the soul, to put it, bring it under subjection to the Spirit. Amen. And so we just often need to realize that the soul is trying to be in control and recognize the force that is happening there, the difficulty that is going on and why it's happening. See, the soul is getting you into trouble. I want something to happen, and I want it now. You know, that's the attitude of a lot of Christians, you know. Oh, man, I don't want to wait. And if you give in to that pressure and act, and by the way, where is that pressure coming from? Could it be a demon? You ever think about that? Could it be a bunch of demons put that pressure there in the first place, tempting you with pressure to get you to act? I mean, no, temptations come in many forms. And it can be in the form of pressure to act upon something when it's not God. Yeah. So I ask you a question. Is that walking in faith? No, it's presumption. The soul produces an act of presumption. The spirit produces an act of faith. Big difference. Different influences, too. You know, we're influenced by the spirit, or we're influenced by demons and the soul, the flesh, of which there's no good thing dwelling in, and which we cannot give place. To give place to the flesh is like giving place to the devil. See? So remember, when they presumed to go up, what didn't go with them? The ark didn't go with them. And when you do something or go somewhere without the revealed will of God or the word of God or God's presence, God's favor, and God's blessing, you know, listen, God's blessing is not going to be on you to back up your presumption. Because, I mean, yeah, there's a blessing because you're a child of God, but it's not going to back up a presumption. It's not going to back up a work of the flesh. Jesus doesn't support the flesh. The Bible says the flesh is at enmity with God, so he doesn't support his enemy. You see that? Number three, when you don't know what to do, do what you do know to do. When you don't know what to do, do what you do know to do. That's simple. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. Maybe you don't know whether to take a new position at a job or to stay at the old job. Well, if you heard nothing from the Lord, then stay at what you're doing until you heard otherwise from God. If you know God put you there in the first place, stay where you're at till you hear otherwise. It's safer to do that than just go out there and do something on presumption, right? If you haven't heard anything, don't do anything, right? And I mean, that's the wisdom of God. If you've heard nothing, stay at what you're doing until you hear otherwise. The new position, you know, might be an Ishmael, or it might be right, but not right now. How many know some things are right for us, but they're not right now right for us? You know, God's going to lead us into something later, but he's not leading us into it now. It's like it wasn't God's timing. It was right for them to possess the promised land. They'd been ordered to do that. They'd been commanded to do that, but they refused to do it at a certain time, and therefore they lost that window, that door of opportunity, window of opportunity. And now, What are they doing? They tried to do it on their own, and it wasn't God's timing, and therefore they got in trouble, and it cost them some lives. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." See, God has a good pleasure. Let's let him do his good pleasure instead of our flesh, our soul's good pleasure. Amen? Whose pleasure will we allow to be fulfilled in our lives? Remember, God is the one working in you. And we just read it. God worketh in you to do his good pleasure. Well, let Jesus do his good pleasure. Amen? Amen. And he is working both the will in you and the do in you. Both the revelation of the plan, his plan, and the revelation of his will and the performance or the doing of it as well. See? Yeah. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. See, the willing of it and the doing of it. Amen? He's doing that in you. He's working that in you. Let's let him do that, both the desire of it and the execution of it. Let him do that, both the revelation of his plan and his will and the performance or the doing of that plan and will. Okay? But number four, you must learn to walk in faith or to be fully persuaded. That's right. If you're not fully persuaded, no wonder you're not getting anything from God. You're not fully persuaded. Amen? Look, it says Romans 4:21. It says, and Abraham, being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able to perform. See, listen, if you've got a promise of God, by his stripes you were healed, then you need to be fully persuaded that that's true, because if you're not, it ain't going to be your reality. Okay? You got to be fully persuaded that what God says, he's brought it to pass. You know, his word is true. His word cannot lie. And we need to be fully persuaded. You know, if we're not fully persuaded of it, we're not really in faith. We're just fooling ourselves. We're just in presumption or something, but it's not real faith. See? Okay, in other words, the soul that does not learn to wait on God in expectation, fully persuaded, will always resist God's timing because it is full of energy, ability, creativity to desire to exercise your own will and your own desire to initiate things and to be in control. And that can't be the way we live our Christian life. It has to be the Holy Spirit has to be in control. Instead of the soul, right? Right. Remember, it's the spirit that should initiate things in a person's life, not the soul. The soul should not live or move independently from God. He must learn to wait on God, to lead, to speak, to guide, to lead in your spirit with the still small voice or the quickening of the Holy Spirit. And then you can move with God and not against God. Then you can move in faith and not presumption. Then you'll enjoy God best and be blessed, and God wants you to have it. Live in his best blessing now. God wants you to live in the blessing of the Lord, not the curses of the devil. God didn't call you to live in a curse. He called you to live in a blessing as his child. Okay? The devils want you to live in a curse all the time and stay cursed all the days of your life. So it's not wrong to live in a blessing. It's blessed to live in a blessing. And we are blessed to be a blessing when we're living in the blessing. Amen? So live in his best blessing. So will you take command and charge over your soul? Starting right now? Huh? Take authority over your soul and live spiritually, not soulishly? It's so easy to live soulishly because, I mean, no, we're born into this world living soulishly. We're born into the world living that way, born into sin. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. To live soulishly and sinfully are both natural ways of living. And the world lives in natural ways of living. And so do many Christians. They hang on to that. But what comes naturally may not be good for you. How many know that? We need to examine ourselves to see if we're really in the faith today. I mean, it's not natural for us to just live by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. But that's not natural. That doesn't come natural to people. No, they live by what they see, feel, touch, taste, and smell, the five senses of the soul. We live by our senses. rather than by the spirit seed. And faith is a spiritual force, a spiritual power, and it's not natural to live in a spiritual power. But see, we need to train ourselves to do that. We need to live that way by the Spirit of God within us, see, to bypass the soulish realm where there are many demons, by the way, that are attached, of which the whole system of humankind is designed, right, the soulish realm. And they're deceived by the soulish realm too. Like this, the doctor said now, the financial advisor said, oh, this is all soulish stuff, see? And the soulish will grab a hold of it and fear will come in many times. Oh, the financial advisor said, we're not going to make it. We're not going to have enough to retire. We're not going to have enough to live out the days of our life. We're not going to have enough to make it in these times and days of inflation going on and stuff. And high gas prices. The psychiatrist said, well, I need to be on these mind meds the rest of my life until I get myself. Otherwise, my soul, I'll have all these problems. See? Yeah, well, who are you going to listen to? The school teacher advised, oh, you're going to listen to a school teacher? Really? You're going to listen to someone who teaches in the government school? Not that all of them don't have, there are godly people in there still, but that refuse to leave and continue teaching in government schools. But still, who are you going to listen to? See, the whole system is soulish. Not only is it soulish, it is devilish as well. You ever think about that? Worldly advice and instruction comes from demons, not Jesus. Heavenly advice comes from Jesus, comes from the heavens. The heavenly is above, right? Worldly advice and instruction comes from below, from demons, not Jesus. Who are you going to listen to? You know, well, I know, doctors, what do? And there are Christian doctors out there too, but some of the doctors, most of the doctors, even Christian doctors, often tell the person the very worst. Well, you'll probably die of such and such a time if you don't have this operation now or take this medication now for the rest of your life or whatever. Well, just stop a minute. Just wait a minute. Have you consulted with God about this? You know, you heard what the doctor said, but have you waited on God and listened to what the Spirit of God had to say about this? You know? Have you acted asked the Lord what is true and acted upon what he says? You know, people have taken a doctor's report and believed it, and it happened to them. People have rejected the doctor's report and broken the power of the doctor's word curses, because that's what many times they are. They're word curses over your body spoken by demons who speak through the doctors sometimes. And it happened to them. But these people, it didn't happen to, because they broke the curse of the doctor's words that you're going to die and this cancer is going to kill you or this, that, or the other. And they all have gotten healed and gotten a miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. Kind of like the song we used to sing in church years ago was, whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Not some demon, not some worldly system person that's hooked on the system and just parroting whatever the system has taught them to say about your situation. When they find you in a situation and you go to them for help, they're going to tell you what they believe. And many times it's going to come out of the system of darkness. So whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the word of God, folks, not some demon report, not the report of someone who can only think soulishly and carnally and fleshly. That's right. The Bible said the just shall live by what? By faith, the faith of God, in God and his word, not by the words and works of demons or devils or live by a system that's set up by devils to kill you. The whole world system designed around death anyway. And the system of God is, he said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What kind of life is that? The Bible word for that life is Zoe, the very life of God. We need to let that life of God be infused into these physical bodies and let that life of God begin to bring forth life into our mortal body. He said he's going to quicken our mortal body by the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead should quicken our mortal bodies, right? So let's let it quicken our mortal bodies with health. Let's let that life of God begin to be infused. Lord, infuse me with your life. Infuse me with your health. and infuse these areas of where the doctors have said this is wrong and that's wrong, infuse it with the very life of God and the blood of Jesus. The life is in the blood. Apply that blood too. Oh yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the whole system of darkness is set up by devils to kill, steal, and destroy you. Ultimately, it's just destruction. Satan's systems of darkness is designed to destroy you, to keep you in subjection to demons all the days of your life. And a lot of Christians are subject to devils, and they don't even know it because they believe in the system of darkness. They've accepted the world system, and they're living in the system. How many know that I'm living in the kingdom of God? How many of you are living in the kingdom of God? Hey, you know we can live in the kingdom of God, folks. The Bible says that we can. Where is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is within us, in our spirit. The kingdom of God is manifested. If we will live in it, if we will choose to live in the kingdom of God, we can be world overcomers. We can overcome the system of darkness by living in the kingdom of God right now. Even though we are walking in the kingdom of this world, the kingdoms of this world, the dark systems of this world, and the system lords are over this world, the system lords of darkness, which are demons, fallen angels that are lording over, principalities and powers, that the lords of darkness that lord over. Yeah, the system lords, if you will, because the Bible says it's a system of darkness, right? It teaches us that the whole world lies in wickedness. And he brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light, see, because the whole world lies in darkness, right, and has wickedness. And to keep you in subjection to the devils all the days of your life. You want to be in subjection to the devils all your days of your life? Oh, my. They believe in that system of darkness more than they do the word of God. I've seen it over and over for 39 years of pastoring churches. Hey, the world is a system of darkness. And when are you going to wake up and face that? How long will you be subject and subject yourself to a system of darkness and live in the bondage to the system of man and this world? Wake up out of your stupor. Yes. Wake up. Open the eyes of let the eyes of your understanding be open and the deaf ears be open and wake up out of the stupor. Or are you going to just sleep on? You're going to wake up or sleep on? Which one? Remember, devils are in the medical system. Hey, if that wasn't clear during the pandemic, I don't know what was. I mean, man, if you could see how the devil was in the medical system, then somehow you're not seeing clearly, because it's sure the issue was all over the place. Hello, the devils are in the commerce system. The devils are in the education system, the transportation system, the money and finance system. We need to take authority over the systems of this world and not let them have the authority over us. Why are you letting the things of the world rule over you and dictate to you, you know, this, that, the other? Why? Don't let them have the authority over you. Hey, I'm not consulting with my soul. I'm not consulting with devil. I'm consulting with spirit and with life and with the Lord. How about you? Who are you going to consult with? Whose report are you going to believe? Who are you going to be listening to all the days of your life here? Listen, for too long, we've listened to the wrong thing. We've listened to the wrong voices, folks. It's time that we start listening to the accurate things, the things of the Spirit, the things that we know are true, because the Lord is not a man that he should lie. Men and people, they lie, but Jesus, he doesn't lie. He doesn't do that, and he will never lie to you. Devil will lie to you all the time. What a difference in personality, see? The devil's the father of lies. Jesus, the father of truth. I mean, God is the father of all truth. And he wants to bring us into all truth. Amen? You know, we all started out our Christian walk with good intentions and lofty ideas and dreams of glory, perhaps. Oh, we're just going to glorify God. We're going to serve you, God. I give you my life, my everything, God. All excited. And we're going to change the world and turn it upside down, and hopeful and energetic to see how God is going to use us and answer our prayers, and then something happens. the sins, the failures, the hurts we incur along the way begin to change a lot of us. They wear on us, and many have grown weary in their well-doing. Many have opted out and are now just kind of warm, not hot anymore. Many have grown cold even. Some have even turned into heresy. I just found out from someone who listened to the program, they told me about one person that we had in our churches, and I'd recommended to other pastors they had in their churches, and I even went there with them, and when they spoke in other churches, a friend of mine pastors churches, and I found out this week that he's dead, and that he went into heresy before he died. Buddhism, I even went and listened to him on a program where he was interviewed by a Buddhist, and he has New Age, had all these New Age beliefs, and he even had believed in, at least he said he did and acted like he did, believed in deliverance. Spoke at one of my conferences on deliverance many years ago, many, many years ago. He's been dead since 2015, and I didn't even know because I hadn't kept up with his ministry over the years and what happened in his life. I had no idea he'd become a heretic before he died. I sure hope he made it to eternity. But see, he had something bad happen. He got hurt, wounded, something bad happened to him in 2005. And so he turned into this heresy and got into that. By 2008, he was a full-blown heretic and involved in these things I was looking at and seeing what he was involved in. It's disgusting that he would give up such faith and stuff. And I always had some little feeling that maybe he needed some deliverance or something in some areas. But I just thought, oh, that can't be God. This great man of God and serving God has his big ministry. Yeah. But he got off just like so many others have. He got off. I've watched a lot from when I was in seminary, Bible school, Bible college, whatever you want to call it. I only found one that was in my class that is pastoring a church, it's serving God. It's the only one I could find. And I called him and talked to him. But, that's amazing. And I was rather amazed at this, and I couldn't hardly believe it, what this woman had told me. And so I went and looked it up and found out it all to be true and worse than I thought. My. But see, they let the things of life get to them. Things happen. Bad things happen in this world that people let it get to them. And look out, what happens? Some people turn away from God. Some people walk away. Some people backslide. Some people believe weird things and get mad at God. Why'd you let this happen to me? Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. You know, Peter was a person much like you or me, and Jesus tells him that Satan asks God or desires to sift you like wheat. And there are many words for sift: analyze, screen, drain, clean, examine, explore, investigate, purify, scrutinize, search, separate, strain. A lot of you think that when Satan sifts Peter or any believer, it's simply to give him a hard time and to hinder the purpose of God. And that may be true. Yeah. And it certainly has been true. But there are also some other product of sifting. The sifting of wheat purifies it. And Satan may be doing us a favor sometime by sifting us. And so, if you don't fall away, you get stronger, right? You should. And so even as Satan examines our actions, we get to see where we're at and what's in us. Is it fun for that to happen? Not necessarily. It wasn't fun for Peter, but, Jesus prayed for him, and it didn't happen the way that Satan planned it to happen. But is it good? Well, maybe, maybe not. But then Jesus gives him, Peter, a prophetic word for him and for us. What did he do? He said, I prayed for you. Verse 32, he says, I have prayed for you, for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. In other words, after you denied me, strengthen your brethren. if Jesus hadn't prayed for him, what would have happened when he denied the Lord? You think he would have got right? No, I don't know. But anyway, when you turn back, strengthen your brothers. Peter, like us, and the warnings and teachings we've received all these years, did not catch the implications and went on to boast, well, I will go to prison and death with you, Lord. You ever said something like that? Oh, yeah, God, I'll serve you forever no matter what. You might have said that when you were a new Christian, may not have thought that when you were going through all kinds of stuff later on, right? Have we all said lofty things like Peter did? Well, I'd never be the way they are being. I'd never do that. You know, but be careful about that. But the road has been rough at times for all of us. And we can simply become numb. We could become weary. We could become tired, and we could become hurt and worn out if we allow these things to get to us, see? If we don't overcome them by the Spirit of God in us, if we don't face them and take authority over them, we can even miss, as Peter did, the promptings and leading of God as he attempted to do his work in and through us. You know, Jesus, you know, keeps his word. He keeps on praying for us, too. You know, Jesus called Peter by his former name, Simon, also noticed, when he told him about the sifting to come, but he calls him Peter, his new name, when he tells him he will deny him three times. You know, in Jesus' choice of names, Jesus is saying, Simon, even though you have a new nature and a new name as a follower of me, you will blow it. You will resort back to the old way, Peter. But after you realize it and remember I am, or you're converted, right? And you remember I am your Lord, and I'm on your side. Don't be ashamed that you gave up and withdrew. Use what you learn and strengthen others. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord will forgive you. If you denied him, if you were Peter, or even did way less than what Peter did, he will forgive you. He will. You got to remember that. Don't let the devil get through you that way. Oh, man, you've done the horrible thing. You're unforgivable. You're unpardonable. You know, lies, lies, lies. The devil lies. Don't believe the lies of the devil. Believe the truth of Jesus. Amen. John, I'm turning to John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. Like Peter, we could say, what are the commandments of Jesus? Well, it's believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that you shall be saved, of course. Like Peter, we could say, we love the Lord, but we treat him the way we treated our parents sometimes. We loved our parents, but we still disobeyed them, didn't we? We still tried to figure out just how far we could push them, how much we could get away with without getting caught. We all did that as growing up, most likely all of us. You know, there may be a few that didn't, but most people do. Right? But two, like our parents, the love relationship that we have with Jesus isn't based on what we do for him and his kingdom. You know, sometimes we have to learn this over and over again, too. And with all your running away, God never let go of his call on you. Never, ever, ever, even if you're weary and you quit at times. He still will be pulling on you, trying to draw you back to himself. The Holy Spirit be convicting you. Amen? Because he loves you. He doesn't give up on his children as easily as some people would like you to think, okay? Some people just have you going to hell immediately and lost and in miserable state just because you messed up. But God is a forgiving God, right? He's merciful, full of compassion. You're not going to forget the nature of God. And he identifies with what we're going through. He knows because he lived as a man and walked on this earth. He didn't sin, but he saw the suffering and he had compassion on people. He has compassion on you and he loves you. Matthew 21:28, let's read. But what think you? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go and went not. So whether of the two did the will of his father? Well, they say unto him the first. And Jesus said unto them, truly I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. He was speaking to the scribes of Pharisees, right? So which of the two sons do you resemble when it comes to working in God's vineyard and sowing seed for him and doing and obeying him? No matter how much you may get banged up in this process and attacked by the enemy and persecuted, maybe as a new believer in your zeal, you decided you'd always let God use you and be a witness. And maybe you did obey him and were amazed at the result, but now you no longer move that way. When you know you should, you say, why? Well, the hurts have piled up over the years, the rejection, and have hardened you. And you still express a willingness to have God use you, but you don't go and do it. You say yes, but your actions say no, like the other son that said, yeah, I'll go, but he never went. Saints, don't grow weary in well-doing. You know, one person was speaking at an elementary school and felt that they had nothing to share with these children. They were all fidgeting, they were fooling around, moving around, and this person shared how they met Jesus, and these children were just, you know, acting up, not paying attention. But a few minutes into this person's testimony, all the children stopped fooling around and seemed entranced. Their little eyes had gotten as big as saucers. But they weren't looking at the speaker. They were staring over the speaker's head at the window behind the speaker. And once finished, they were talking to the speaker, and they all had a similar story. While you were talking to us, while you were sharing things with us, Jesus was looking through the window at us. Jesus was looking through the window. And you notice, they all got quiet. They all gave attention. Wow. Listen, I believe this will happen when, you know, we obey God. Jesus will show up. Jesus, we share our testimony. Jesus will work in his, we will work through us. He will, the Spirit of God, you know, he stands over there watching over his word to perform it, the Bible says. He watches over his word to perform it. He breathes life and power into it, just like this man, person up there sharing their testimony. Sharing about Jesus with these children. Jesus saw that, and he began to perform right there, show up for those children. And they quit their fidgeting. They quit their distractions and all of the demonic stuff that was going on in the room. How many know just Jesus shows up, all the demonic stuff can stop if Jesus shows up, right? So saints, don't give up and quit. Don't grow weary in well-doing. How many have grown weary in well-doing? It's easy to happen. When you've been a Christian a long time, you're not seeing the results. So it seems like it's a dry time. Seems like Jesus isn't talking to you. Seems like nothing's happening. Some people just get weary in well-doing. They back up and back off of the things of God. Don't do that. Don't give in to the wounds, the hurts of life, the battle scars, you know, the battle that is raised against you from hell. Let Jesus encourage you, my friend. Let him encourage you and encourage yourself in the Lord. And yeah, you may be sifted, but, you know, Jesus has prayed for you, and you're not going to fail. Get up. Go and finish your race, saints. Be a winner. Quit letting the soulish beat you up and beat you down and wear you out. Take dominion over the soul. You live out of the soul. If you do that, then you're not going to be conquered. If you live out of the soul, the designs and weapons against the soul will win against you. And the devil will have you where he wants you. How many know we don't want to be where the devil wants us? We want to be where Jesus wants us. We've been where the devil wants us. Too much of our lives, we've been where the devil wants us. We don't need to be where the devil wants us. We need to be where Jesus wants us. Amen? You know, the Bible says you're going to be able to wear out many of the saints in the last days, many of God's children, because they're not living spiritually. But the soulish realms rule them. What's going to happen to these people that are ruled by the soulish? Their feelings get hurt. They get offended. Things don't go the way they prayed they would go, or they hoped they would go, or they would imagine that they would go, or even fantasized in their soul that they would go. But wait a minute. If you only live out of the mind, will, and emotion, you are not really living. You certainly are not overcoming, that's for sure. Jesus said, if you walk or live in a spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh is part of the soul and has a lot of demons attached to it. The soul has demons. The soul wants to get depressed. The soul wants to get discouraged. The soul wants to get hopeless. And a lot of Christians are living hopelessly. They're living fruitless lives. There's no fruit of this manifestation of the spirit because they don't live from the spirit. They live in the soul and from the flesh. They live by feelings. They live by their offenses and things that have happened to them get the best of them. They get hurt. They get wounded, and they dwell on it. Things happen in life, folks. Just like they did to this minister, was a very famous minister, not as famous as some, but he was famous and had quite a following, did meetings. He was an evangelist, went around and teaching and ministering. Has seen many healing signs and wonders from God, and yet he still walked away because of something bad happened in his life? My, my, my. And then he had a New Age transformation in 2008 and departed from the faith. I know others right now that are still alive that have departed from the faith and still doing it. And they have not turned away from it. I don't know if I'll see him in eternity or not. That's sad because the soul got the best of them. The flesh got the best of them. The stuff that happens in the soul, they get offended. Something happened. One of them, their child died. I know of several that their child died, and they're still offended to this day, and they're mad at God. They're blaming God. And they may not tell you they're blaming God, but they are blaming God. Just because their children die? You don't know the whole thing. You don't know why these things happen. You know, have you ever examined it? Could some of it be because of a generational curse? Some of it could be because of spirits operating in the family line? I mean, some of it could be for just various reasons. I mean, the unbelief, it could be because open doors in their life. The devils are attacking them because they have many open doors. It's amazing to know somebody for years and look up to their expectation and find out all along they were not right with God. Were not right with God, and they had all kinds of wicked stuff going on. And I've had seen that happen. You know, if we're in the ministry, we need to walk uprightly. And we need to keep the faith, folks. We're examples. Even if you're just a Christian, and it's not such a thing, it's just a Christian. But, you know, if you're not in ministry and you're a Christian, and people still look at you and say, hey, they're Christians, right? You're still an example. Your people are still watching your life. Amen? See, the soul wants to do all kinds of crazy things. The soul wants to hate, be angry. Yeah. Wants to be lazy, or it wants to work too much like a workaholic. It's busy all the time and keep you from the things of God. Oh, my, my. Because the soul alone will not bring you a fulfilled life, folks. The spirit and living in and from the spirit is where true life is and where it comes from. That's something you need to know. We live from a born-again, regenerated spirit, which is our spirit, where the Holy Spirit resides within you. And say you've been hurt in your emotions, in your feelings. Don't let that cancel out your spiritual life. Don't let that take dominion in your soul and cancel out the spiritual life because it's just overwhelming you and you're letting it. Don't let the demons that come with hurts and offenses and weariness and disease and poverty and lust cancel out and keep you from walking in the spirit. See? Otherwise, if you don't walk in the spirit, you're going to be fulfilling the lust of the flesh. You're going to be fulfilling these things of the soul, of the flesh. You say, no, soul, you're going to magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. You will magnify the Lord, in other words. You will instruct your soul from your spirit what to do and make it do what it's supposed to do by the Spirit of God in your spirit. Amen? Amen, see? Don't let those offenses get you. Don't let that weariness wear you out, that disease, attack of sickness. Don't let it happen. But this happens all the time. Huh? Once spirit walkers, now soulish walkers. Yeah, once they were walking in the spirit all the time, and now they're walking out of the soul and the flesh all the time. They're walking in and out of a part of you that's the enmity with God. The soul, the flesh is at enmity with God. Huh? Yeah, what happened? What happened to these people? The systems of this world won. The evil spirits managed to infiltrate a person's walk with Jesus. Well, I did believe I was healed, but I got worse. Yeah, you did because you quit holding on to truth and looked through the eyes of the symptoms, of the eyes of doctors and eyes of the natural soulish realm of humankind and the world system of darkness. So, you know, you start looking at things that way, then the reality of the ungodly reality of the world systems will take over in your life if that's what you're focused on. But if you focus on that which is above, look up, right? Don't be looking down. Look up. For your redemption draws nigh. What redemption draws nigh? Well, the redeeming of your sickness, redeeming of your problems, as well as Jesus coming, right? The blessed hope is that his return. He's coming back for us. Thank you, Jesus. His return is imminent. He's coming soon. I mean, it's not any moment. But we know he's coming soon. Not like the rapture people teach that he's going to come any moment now. It's just going to happen right now. I know certain things still going to happen. He hasn't come in yet. He'll come after the tribulation of those days, the Bible says. He's going to come. And then every eye shall see him. And the wicked, Bill Gates, all those people like that that hate people, really, and they just love their own agenda and their wealth, they will cry out for the mountain to fall on them. My, my, my. Wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Thank God for our salvation. Amen, folks. Praise the Lord that we're saved. But to whose kingdom do you really belong today? To what system? The world system or heaven system, the system of righteousness, the kingdom of God. Which system? Whose kingdom do you really belong? The kingdom of darkness and devil or the kingdom of light and the angels of God that are sent for those who are the heirs of salvation ministering for us on our behalf? Yeah. Jesus, Father, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, that's the kingdom of Jesus, God, of the Holy Spirit, the Father God. So stop everything. Wait a minute. Stop everything. What does he say about your natural condition, your life, your health, your future? What is he saying? Gotta stop everything sometimes. And say, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. Right? the faith of God, or are you in the unbelief? Are you in this world system? What, stop everything. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to keep believing the report of the system of darkness, or are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I'm telling you, the report of the Lord, you don't even know what it is sometimes because you haven't opened your Bible in a long time. You need to open it up and find out what the report of the Lord is, what it is you're supposed to be believing. Huh? I tell you what, the Word of God is full of the system of light and the report of the Lord. And what he says about your situation, my situation, about our lives and everything that pertains to life and godliness, it's all in here. It's all in the Word of the Lord, see? So whose report you going to believe? System of darkness or the system of light? Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who sanctifieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, see, that's the report of the Lord. I'm going to accept that. I'm going to totally believe that. This is the report I believe. This is the report we believe. His report doesn't say, well, you shall end up in hospitals with all manner of sickness and disease and dying of the horrible death and pain and misery and darkness. And no, it doesn't say that about the righteous. But you have to believe what he does say about you. You have to embrace it. Embrace it. That's right. Take your Bible right now and just hold it to your chest and embrace the Word of God. Say, I believe God's Word and I receive God's Word. See? I receive his report about me, not the report of the system of darkness. I'm not going to believe that any longer. I reject it. I spit it out. It is a lie. It's a lie from the pits of hell. I refuse it. I reject it in Jesus' name. See? Who are you going to believe? You got to decide. Who are you going to believe? I'm not saying don't ever go to a doctor. That's your business, your choice. But I'm saying don't believe all the reports that you hear there if you do go. Don't believe the reports of the systems of darkness and what they tell you about everything. They sure got a word about everything, but is it the right word? No. But it's not spiritual. It's not got life in it. It's got death in it. It comes from the wrong source, see? You got to recognize the source, saints. You got to check it out. Where is the source of this coming from? Where is it really coming from? Is it from the throne of God or the throne of darkness? See? You got to examine yourself, whether you be in the faith or whether you be in the system of darkness, see? Who are you believing? Who are you listening to? What are you accepting? What are you receiving today? What have you been receiving lately? What have you been listening to? You've been listening to the voice of devils talking through somebody? Through the media? Through the systems of darkness, of the systems of this world? Is that what you're listening to? Is that what you've been getting your advice and information from? Wait a minute. You know, I'm holding something in my hands right now, my Bible. That's my source of information. It comes from the mouth of God. It comes from the kingdom of light. It doesn't come out of a system of darkness. It comes out of the system of light. Eternal life, healing, health, deliverance, freedom, liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons of God. I mean, who would not want to believe what's in here? I know you got to fight the good fight of faith. The enemy wants to steal your faith. He doesn't want you to believe. Because the Bible says all things are possible to who? The ones that believe, to him that believes, not to everybody, but to him that believes, to her that believes. See, this is the key. This is why I will not quit teaching you about faith and holding fast to the word. I can't. Because the just shall live by it. We fight by it. We do spiritual war by it. We're well by it. We walk in health by it. Bible says Moses' natural forces were not even abated. He's an old man. And yet, said that about him? He's still trucking, man. Still walking the walk. At 120 years that he was when he said that? Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for your power in your word. Thank you for the fresh oil from heaven of the word and the life-giving power of your word tonight. Father, we thank you for energizing our faith tonight, that we will continue to believe the reports of the Lord, not the reports of the system of darkness, the system of the world. But Lord, no, we're going to believe you. We're going to walk in what you say. We're not going to be one of those that drops off by the wayside and embraces some new age belief or some heretical doctrine of and deception and walk away in this last hour. No, Lord, we're going to cling to you. We're going to believe in you. We're going to trust in you with all of our heart, lean not unto our own understanding. Thank you, Jesus, that we're people of faith, not people of doubt. People of trust, not people of fear. Thank you for working mightily in us, Father, tonight, right now. We entrust our lives to you completely, knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you're going to take care of your own. We put our lives in your hands, Father. You will take care of us, the best of care of your children, and we commit our lives to you tonight freshly. Just say, I commit my life to you, Jesus. Commit my life to you, Father. Amen. If you haven't done that, do it now. If you haven't done it in a long time, just refresh it. Say it. Yeah, consecration, prayer of consecration. Amen. We consecrate our lives to you tonight, Lord. We are yours. We belong to you. Lead us through these days of darkness in this world, but we are living in your marvelous light. Hallelujah for that. Even though the world's dark around us, Lord, we're living in your light. We're partaking of the light. We're living in it, feasting on it, growing in light. Thank you for that tonight. Lord, deliver people tonight if we do our deliverance time here in a few minutes. Set people free from the dominion of darkness, the dominion of the system of this world, the system lords of, claim to be lords of darkness. They're not lords. There's only one God, King of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. We'll be right back to do some deliverance.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
He shall give his angels charge over thee,
to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands,
and thou dash thy foot against the stone. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. It shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee, it shall not come nigh thee.
I believe it. How about you? I believe it. Amen. Let's do some deliverance here tonight. By the way, that man I was talking about, he's passed on. His name was David Alsobrook. Some of you may have known who he is, but I thought, well, it doesn't harm to say his name. It's on the internet how he embraced teachings of the New Age and stuff. So, but yeah, was fairly popular back in his day before he got off base there. But anyway, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we love you, folks. And we're going to do some deliverance. Someone had asked for deliverance from depression, so why don't we just start there tonight and pray that the spirits of depression come out and discouragement, both of them. We'll just go after both of those in Jesus' name. We renounce those spirits. You renounce them too. And we'll just say, come out right now, spirits of depression. Spirits of discouragement, come out in Jesus' name right now. We bind you, you spirits of depression. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. I bind you. We break the power of depression, the control of depression in Jesus' name. You come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there in Jesus' name. Go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Every spirit of depression, we are talking to you right now. You loose the people, let them go. Loose the people, let them go. You stop dominating their lives, controlling their lives. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Come out, depression, right now. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go all the way out. Amen. Amen. All the way out. You got to go. Depression, discouragement. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Take a deep breath. Let them go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Move out of there. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Keep going in Jesus' name. Keep moving. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name. All the way out, Jesus' name. Keep going. You know, I was just holding my Bible and telling you, I was holding my Bible up close to me and saying how much I loved it. Well, you know, during the intermission there, I went in to talk to my wife, and she said, hey, about 20 minutes before you even did that, I just did that with my Bible. I picked it up and held it up to me and said, how much I love this word. I love your word, Lord. She's doing the same thing. that's something. So praise the Lord. And thank you for committing and consecrating your life to the Lord again. Yes, we should have done that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with consecrating yourself to Jesus repeatedly. I mean, we are consecrated, Lord, but it's not wrong to consecrate yourself to him. separate yourself and remind yourself of your position before him, that you are consecrated to the Lord for your life and you're committed to him. Amen. All the days of your life, you know, like you tell your mate, hey, I'm committed to you. I love you. You know, you tell your mate that, and it's not wrong to tell Jesus that, but I'm consecrated to you. I'm firstly committed to you, Lord, all the days of my life. Amen. Keep coming out of there. All these spirits, you got to go. You got to go. We command the spirit of self-pity to come out. Self-pity, come out. All that self-pity, feeling sorry for yourself, feeling that nobody understands you, nobody loves you. All that self-pity, come out. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. Self-pity, you have to go. All that self-pity. Come out, self-pity. We rebuke that self-pity. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Self-pity, come out, come out, come out. Feeling sorry for yourself, come out. Having a pity party, come out, come out. We break a curse of that self-pity. Break that control of that self-pity. Come out. In the name of Jesus, right now, go, go, go. I bind you. I break your control right now, all the way out, all the way out. Any suicidal spirit, you come out in Jesus' name. We bind suicide. Come out. All that suicidal death wish, one to die, one to give up, one to quit, saying, Jesus, take me home. I just want to die. Come out. All that suicidal, I bind that. I bind that. Just Jesus' name. And we just bind that. And cancel any open door that may have been open to demons to take you out before your time. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way. That spirit of confusion too. You come out. Spirit of confusion. You don't know what to do. You're confused about life. You're confused about things. Come out, confusion. Out, out, out. All the way out. All confusion. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirit of confusion. Come out. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Out, out, all the way. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. 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 We command this tension to come out. Nervous tension. Tension. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The spirit of shyness. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of shyness. Where'd you come from? We rebuke you. Go. All that shyness. I rebuke that spirit of shyness. Jesus said boldness is the Christian of bold, not shy. We command that shyness to come out of there, that nervousness around people, that come out of there, that shyness, that tension, come out, 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 fear of man, come out, out, all the way out, come 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 out, all the way out, that self-flagellation where you punish yourself and hurt yourself when you do something wrong. We break the curse of that self-flagellation. Abusing, self-abuse, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All that self-abuse, come out. Self-flagellation, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We break the curse of doing that to your own body in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin. He bore your punishment already on the cross. You're not to punish yourself. You're not to do that. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Self-flagellation, come out. Self-punishment, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Don't insult the Lord by trying to bear the punishment that he bore already for you on the cross. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Fear of rejection, you come out. Fear of rejection, fear they're going to reject you over your faith. And you're just going to hide and be quiet. Come out, come out, fear of rejection, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, go, go, in Jesus' name, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 come out, 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 spirits of abuse, you are abused as a child, you are molested, come out, molestation, come out, abuse, come out, sexual abuse, come out. We break the curse of molestation and abuse. We break the curse. We cancel the assignment of it. We cancel the effect of it. Come out. 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 All the way out. all the way out. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, come out, come out. Molestation, sexual abuse, come out. Child molestation, come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way out. Go, go. Come out, 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 come out. Yes, keep going out. Trauma, trauma. Come out. All the trauma. Came up, something happened, or trauma being rejected by people, or the trauma where you were persecuted and you're afraid now to share your faith. Come out. All the way out. Go. All that trauma. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all that trauma. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way. All the way out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, trauma. Go, trauma. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. Trauma. Trauma spirits, go. Self-hatred spirits, go. Self-hatred, self-rejection, come out. Come out, come out. Dullness of hearing, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that dullness of hearing, come out. Deaf and dumb spirit, come out. We bind you, come out in Jesus' name. Dullness of hearing, deaf and dumb, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way out, all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Keep going. Go, go, go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way. Come on. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Spirit of resentment, come out. Spirit of murder, come out. Feeling like, oh, I could just do something to them. All that murder, you come out. We rebuke that violent spirit. Come out. 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 All that violence, all that murder spirit, all that resentment, all that anger, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, anger. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Keep going all the way out, all the way out. Going in Jesus' name, up and out, up and out. Spirit of intimidation, being intimidated by people, be around certain people and you're intimidated and you're afraid to speak up. Come out, all that intimidation, come out. Spirit of intimidation, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All that intimidating spirit, intimidation, go, 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 come out. Come out, come out. Intimidated by family members, come out. Come out. Intimidated by strangers, come out. People at work, come out. All that intimidation, go, go, go. We break the curse of intimidation, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. Go, 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 go. Take a deep breath. Let them out. All the way out. Let them go in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Spirit of weariness. Oh, I just weary. Want to quit. Come out. All that weariness. Come out. Spirit of weariness. Come out, 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 weary spirit. All those weariness spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Weariness. You have to go. Up and out. Weariness. Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against weariness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, weariness, up and out of there, all the way out, those homosexual spirits, you come out, all the way out, go, 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 come out, all the way out, nest of snakes, come out in the bellies, lust spirit sometimes is a nest of snakes in the belly, come out, serpentine, nest of snakes, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, keep coming out, all the way out, go, 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 the blood of Jesus, let them go, all the way out, All the way out. Gay pride spirits, go. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way. Fantasy. Fantasy lust. Reckless living spirit makes you live reckless. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out of there. I bind you, demons. You're a lying devil bunch. You come out of there, all of you. In Jesus' name, those lying spirits, come out. Come out. The spirit of deception, the spirit of been lying to you, come out. Deception spirits trying to deceive you about yourself and your walk with Jesus, come out, deception. All that deception, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out. Weariness, keep coming out, all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All that weariness. We rebuke that weariness. We're not done with you. Keep coming out, that weariness. Try to wear out the saints. Make you weary. Come out. All that weariness. Come out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All that weariness. You go. In the name of Jesus. Right now, loose them and let them go. Loose them, loose them, loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. Weariness. Come out, weariness. TV addiction spirits. Come out. Come out. You got to have that TV on 24 hours a day. Some people have to have it on when they're sleeping. Come out of there. All the way out. All that TV addiction. Come out. 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 TV addiction. Come out. Movie addiction. Come out. 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 Come out, 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 all the way out. All that addiction. Hollywood, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go, all that paranoid spirit. Paranoia. Come out. All that paranoid. Come out, come out. They're coming to get me or, you know, whatever you're thinking. That paranoid spirit is bringing into your mind. Come out. That paranoia spirit, come out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Paranoid, spirit of being paranoid, come out, come out, come out. Paranoia, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, up and out. Go in Jesus' name, go in Jesus' name, go in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Come on, paranoid spirit, paranoid, fearfulness, come out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Up and out. In Jesus' name. Up and out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Come up and out. In Jesus' name. You have to obey. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus. Now come out. Up and out of there. All the way out. Worry, come out. Worrying, come out. Out, 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 out. All that worrying spirit. All that worrying spirit caused you to worry about the children, with grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. All that worrying, worrying, come out. Worrying about yourself, your body, your health, come out. Your finances, come out. Worry. Excuse me. All that worrying, come out. Out, 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 out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, worry. Come out, worry. Come out, worry. Come out, worry. All the way out, all that worry, come on out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, up and out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you will hear from your son within the next 2 weeks maximum, Lord. In Jesus' name, you will hear from your son. In Jesus' name, we pray that in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. We thank you that's going to happen, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. You will hear from your son within the next 2 weeks. Thank you, Lord. We claim that right now tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we commit him to your hands too, Father, as well. Lord, he will have the angels of the Lord encamping round about him. Ministering spirits will minister to him because he has a godly mother. And so we thank you for ministering to this young man, this man, in Jesus' name, and protecting him and having him contact his mother, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take care of him. We give you the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming out, all of you spirits. Go, 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 go. Keep going in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. By the way, if anyone here has not received the newsletters or wants a newsletter, you can just email me at theoasis1@localnet.com and we'll ask for a newsletter. We'll send you one. If you haven't got your newsletter, we sent them all out. Some of them bounced because I guess we don't have an accurate email address for some, but anyway, or they canceled their email address or something and moved or something. I don't know. But anyway, if you want one, send us your email address. We'll send them to you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask you to seal this deliverance tonight that people have received, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you for giving them deliverance. Thank you for the time of deliverance, the time of the word, and thank you for all that you're doing in people's lives right now, Father. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders, Father. We thank you for the supernatural manifestation of God in our day-by-day life, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we're living under the spout where the glory comes out, Father. We thank you that we are receiving from heaven, Father, that we are the people that are hungry for you, Father, that we hunger and thirst after righteousness. We give you the praise for that right now. And thank you for filling us to overflowing with more of you. Seal this deliverance that people receive tonight. We give you the praise and glory for it. Bless them and keep them safe, Father. Keep their loved ones safe, too. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Everybody say amen tonight. Amen. We'll see you back next week. Thank you for tuning in and being part of the program tonight. I love you. Appreciate you. Bye-bye now.
Lost inside. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we pray for this lady's son to contact him within 2 weeks. That it'll happen. You agree with me? Pray for David to contact his mother. The name is open right here in the chat. So pray for David to contact his mother. Thank you, Jesus. I just believe it, and I'm going to stand on it, that it will happen. As he's concerned that has not heard from him since he's been moved there. All right, so praise God. We thank you for your prayers tonight. You guys are in my prayer. I want you to know that I pray for the listeners to this program every day. And also for the givers who give to this program. I pray for them every day, too. So just want you to know I'm praying for you, lifting you up. And if you have special requests, you let me know. I'll pray for that. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that Jesus cares about you and wants to answer your prayers that are prayed according to God's word, right? Amen. All right, well, I'm going to say goodnight now. Thank you for tuning in. Love you. Appreciate each of you. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend. Stay full of Jesus. Get more of him all the time. He's there to pour it out if you're there to receive it. Amen. All right, well, good night now.